Blog Talk Radio.
Sandy, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, every few seconds, it kept going muted, unmuted. Wasn't from my end.
Oh, my goodness.
Weird.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It was the weirdest thing. It stopped in the middle of your music.
That is odd. Let me test one more thing. Bear with us, audience. We do have some
audience
in the
queue. Yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. And I even called back to think if something was wrong with my end, but it got the same thing again.
Working. Sandy, are you there?
I'm here. Yep.
Well, we're
going
to do it this way. I think it's on my end. I don't think it has anything to do with Blog Talk. So as long as you can hear me now, that's great. So why don't we? I've already let everyone know that they can call in for one question reading with you, and
okay.
You know what your expertise is. Also, they can reach you on your website for a private reading at www.sandygriffiths.com. And I did type that in the chat box for Chica and Misty Hexic Dreamer. I see you. Welcome y'all to Magical Metaphysics with our special guest, Sandy Griffiths. You can also find Sandy on Facebook, S-A-N-D-I-E, Griffiths, G-R-I. Oop, I hear.
I know. I don't know what that's about either.
I hear the dog. He's barking away,
well,
saying hello.
Okay. My front door just literally blew open by itself.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's usually visitors coming from the other side.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, Sandy is going to have a special. We'll get back to how to find you here in a little bit later. Sandy's theme for today in our show today at Magical Metaphysics is ushering in spring with Ariel, the angel Ariel. So that's going to be our theme. And Sandy will begin with an invocation or a prayer, if you would, or however you want to start this, Sandy. Why don't you just take it away from here, and then we've taken some callers. Bear with us in about probably, 10 minutes or so. We'll start taking your calls because we don't want to keep you, because we have quite a few callers, and I don't want to keep the callers waiting, and then we'll kind of come back, Sandy, and talk some more in between calls. Is that okay?
Okay. That's great. Let's just do a quick evocation, and I'd even like to, I just posted that quick thing about today being Ash Wednesday. I'll just do the shorter version of that. And I just think to kind of get people in a mindset understanding why some of these things happen when they do. But we're calling Archangel Michael from the North, and we thank you for your element of earth and your great gift of protecting our wishes, dreams, hopes, and aspirations. May all those who hear this show today be inspired to dream big and know that they have the ability within them to attract and manifest their wishes and dreams. We call in Ariel, whose season is spring, and we welcome you as you begin to turn the wheel for us. You represent the element of air, which represents clarity of truth, clearing away the old so that we make room for new beginnings. We also thank you for surrounding us with that wonderful energies of peace, joy, and tranquility so that just for this moment we can embrace the calmness in our lives. We call in Gabrielle or Gabriel from the South, whose season is summer. We thank you, Gabriel, for coming with your element of fire. We thank you for coming with the green healing flame to purge and remove all forms of this, D-I-S-E-Z-A-S-E. For all those who are listening and for all those that are associated with those that are listening, we thank you for coming with the purple I Am flame of Saint Germain to connect our highest spiritual self to our earthly presence. And next we call in Raphael from the West, and we thank you, Raphael, for coming with your element of water, which cleanses, purifies, and sanctifies. Thank you for bringing us into emotional balance and allowing us to accept a healing, for you are the patron of healers everywhere. May you bless, protect, and inspire all those who are considering a career in healing. And we thank you for standing guard. We call in the Divine Father and the Divine Mother with many names and many cultures. We're grateful for the blessings you bestow upon us, your earthly children, as we move in the darkness of disguise. Let us remember who we are, created in the image and likeness of the divine, pure inside, and let us find that when we look in the mirror and see ourselves. And for this, we are eternally grateful for all your love and blessings. As above, so below, so be it. Amen. Let me just real quick read the Ash Wednesday thing, too, with your permission, Ms. Celtic.
Yes, do you hear me now, Sandy?
Yes, I do.
Sandy, can you hear you? Okay, awesome. We're good. Okay, go for it, girl.
Okay. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. Believe it or not, that is in Genesis 3, verse 19. And the prayer I channeled, as you know, I do a healing circle on Wednesday nights, and this is tonight's healing prayer, and it's, Dear One, you were made of cosmic dust and are free to travel the universe. I carry you on my breath of life. You might, you mingle and merge with the essences of others to create your universal experiences. You're magnetically attracted and rejected the life forces of others and to create balance and harmony in your own life. Look into your heart and seek your heart's desires. All is possible with faith and love. Remember, you are a child of the universe, and you have the right to be here. No less than the trees or the stars, be willing to embrace life to its fullest so that you can once again be free-spirited to travel the universe on my breath with the speed of your own inner life. My blessings and love to all of you, the divine ones. So that's tonight's channel prayer. A lot of times I don't get it until closer to our healing circle, which starts in 3 hours from here. So that is a very powerful message. And, you know, ashes have many historic reasons. It actually became symbolic of the fact that oftentimes when we were moving through challenges in life, grief, sorrow, stress, we don't have time to clean, or we take time to visit with others. And in ancient times, the fire, which in many cultures and still, like in the Wiccan, in the Native American, in the earth-based religions, even in the Christian religions, fire is a very important element. And in the haste of trying to clean up before someone would show up, oftentimes they would hurry and they wouldn't realize they had ashes on them. So ashes became associated with times of grief, sorrow, haste, or stress because we didn't take the time to look at ourselves. So part of the reminder today is to look beyond the facade of the physical with the ashes on your forehead and realize you are the divine being of light inside. Now, our theme today is ushering in spring with Ariel. And for those who may not have listened when we did the one in December when Raphael and Michael created their circle of life. Each direction has an angel. North is Michael, east is Ariel, south is Gabriel, west is Raphael. And there tends to be a little bit of controversy sometimes with those directions, but that is the way that they come to me in my personal experiences. And Michael is earth, season is winter, time of the day is midnight to 6 a.m. Ariel is east. She represents getting up in the morning, facing that new beginning. She represents the time of the year when the crops begin to come up, the first flowers of spring, the crocus, depends on where you live. My irises are already blooming. They're so beautiful. And my beautiful pink geraniums. And so she also represents clarity of truth. Oftentimes as we journey disguised in these bodies, we're not sure of what our own truth is, and we sometimes gravitate and explore other beliefs, other truths. And ultimately, we have to sift through all the different experiences and choose where does my heart, where does my soul resonate? And maybe you might have a lot of friends that are Wiccan or Native American or Aborigine or, you know, Christian or Mormon, or maybe they're agnostic. But if we could be around them and experience the joy of their divine as they need to perceive him or her in this lifetime, that's when we truly grow spiritually. Ariel also represents a gentleness in our soul, to be sweet and kind, and laughter. We, you know, one of the big holidays during Ariel season is May Day, May 1st, Beltane, and it's all about celebrating and being joyful and dancing and embracing the new flowers and new love in your life. And then, of course, to this, and her time of the day is 6 a.m. to noon. Then we have Gabriel from the south, and, you know, the element is fire, and the hottest time of the day, noon to 6 p.m., the hottest season, summer. And Gabriel is all about reconnecting with that passion in your own soul and to burn away all false concepts about yourself. And sometimes in the summer you need to be still and be lazy so that your inner voice can connect with you and inspire you through daydreams and wishes and hopes. And, of course, from the west, whose time of the day is 6 p.m., to midnight, and the element is water, is Archangel Raphael. And very much about accepting blessings, filling our cups, bringing blessings to each of us, as well as healing us. We can't know love without hate. We can't know joy without sorrow. We can't know ecstasy without confusion. So that element of water brings that to us, and also the water holds the history of our experiences. Himoto several years ago did this big experiment, blessing water and taking pictures with electronic microscope showing before and after and how murky and ugly the water crystals were, and then after they blessed it, they were vibrant and full of color and alive. This is part of why we bless our food, why we do Reiki, if you do Reiki, on the water, why we raise our hands and express gratitude to the great Mother and Father and Divine for making this food that nurtures our mind, our body, and the spirit. And in the process of blessing it, that blessing transforms that food, that water, that drink. And so the water represents the history of ourselves, O-U-R-S-E-L-V-E-S, in ourselves, O-U-R-C-E-L-L-S. We can repattern that water. When we cry and let the tears flow down our face, we're releasing negative experiences, negative memories, so that we can refill those cups with positive ones. Now, Ariel, the sweet little angel that she is, I always think of Ariel more of a feminine energy. A lot of people will use the word Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, or spell it O-O-R-I-E-L. But remember, we speak different languages, and oftentimes if you look at some of the classic pieces of spiritual literature, spiritual works, Bibles, books, the divine word, it gets translated from many languages. And in the process, sometimes the words get changed about. So for those people who think that the Bible is just, too associated with born-again Christians, they need to realize that that was one of the earliest sacred books, and there is some wisdom and truth. It's just been manipulated through translations. If you know that it went from Aramaic into Hebrew, into Greek, into Russian, into Latin, into Old German, into Old English, into Modern English, if we only know one meaning of a word, we can misinterpret it. So don't get hung up sometimes how people pronounce the different angels' name. The thing that we need to remember is Ariel is a time to wake up from the winter, to embrace new beginnings, and it's a time to plant those seeds. We're coming out of the windy moon, and the next moon is new moon, is called the flower moon or the planting moon, and it's about putting the seeds of what you wish, hope, and desire. Now, when I spoke to you the last time, we were approaching the first black moon in January. For those who don't understand what that concept is. When you have two new moons in the same month, so we had January 1st was a new moon, January 30th, the second full moon is called a black moon, just like two full moons in a month. The second full moon is called a blue moon. There's a lot of misunderstanding what those concepts mean. However, we have a second set of black moons. So right now, between now and when Ariel comes in, that second black moon will be in her season. The last one was in Michael's, and that's on March 30th. This is a really good time to do some house cleaning of your soul. Get rid of false concepts. Get rid of self-limitations. Get rid of fears that other people have planted into your psyche. If you think doom and gloom is going to happen and you're processing that, the divine does not know the difference between a worry and a prayer. So if you catch yourself being caught up in sorrow, in anticipation of negative things happening, or people have tried to sabotage your wishes and dreams by filling your head with false concepts about who you should be with, what you can do, what you can achieve, what financial rewards are waiting for you to receive, take a minute, cup your hands, and say, well, my wishes and dreams, my relationships, my career, my health, my family are divinely protected. And with those hands cupped, like you're going to put water on your face after you say that, picture what you're afraid of in your hands and say, they are divinely protected, and flatten those hands and push them up to God, the universe, the divine mother. And know that when you do that, it stops the cycle of you attracting and manifesting the negativity in your life. Ariel is very important for that. Her greatest gift is the clarity of truth. To take that sword, and tarot card, she's associated with the sword, and to cut through the illusion to see clearly who we are, what we are capable of, who to trust, and where we should be going as them. So she is just an amazing angel to usher in spring. Is that good?
Ooh, she's beautiful. She is so beautiful. I love it.
Yes. I know we want to try to allow more time today, so that's why I kind of did it fast. You can tell I'm from the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. I was going, okay, Sandy, breathe. No, that was one. And, you know, the thing is, people can listen to this. Anything that the callers and listeners, our audience, didn't catch, you can just click on the link again and listen to this show, after we get off the air, another 35 minutes. You'll be able to listen to it again and fast forward to, you know, whatever area you felt like you wanted to review again with the archived link. So that's what's so cool about Blog Talk Radio and the links in the archives. So don't feel like you're missing anything. You can always review it. So with that, let's take a call. What do you think, Sandy? Should we help some, be of service? And
yes.
See, now, Sandy can offer, okay, it's a mini reading. It's a one-question reading, or it's a birth name. Is that right, Sandy? Or your birth name and your city?
I don't even need the city. I have a very rare gift that when you say your name to me, your guardian angel, your main angel, connects with me and pulls your name apart phonetically and tells me what your life path is. What did you come here to teach and learn? It's part of your Acacia record. And I don't know of too many other people that have been gifted with that gift. It's an unusual one. I can't explain how, why, and how they do it, or what they say, or where those voices come from. But it's really more fun when I don't know the person at all, and we come through with these phonetics. So that's just a very unusual type of reading. You know, I can do tarot cards. I can do angel readings. I can do, you know, past lives, you know. But this is a very unique one. But it's up to the caller where they need that guidance. And so we're open to whatever direction that we need to go in. I'm sitting at my sacred reading table, and I have all my tools around me, which I may or may not use. And most of the time I don't need them, but they work as confirmation for the other person.
Awesome. And you have more than 30 years experience, right, Sandy? You've been on your journey for 30 years or more.
Well, my public journey, let's clarify that, because as a small child, I did not understand that other people saw angels and loved ones, ones that were family members that were deceased way before I was born. And I was very confused by the fact that nobody could see them but me. And then having come from a Roman Catholic family, this is kind of strange, but at the age of 7, they figured I must be talking to the devil to talk to dead people. And they put me through a full Catholic exorcism. But it didn't stop it. All I learned was shut your mouth and say it out loud. So it took a lot of courage. And my son's death was a main pivoting point as I became a grief counselor. And most of my mission there is to help mothers whose children have died either through illness, natural causes, murders, whatever, accidents. And in the beginning, the children were showing up in the room. I had to find my voice. So publicly 30 years, born with these gifts.
Yes, I know. And you are very, very gifted. And I've had several readings with Sandy, and she is very gifted. Like she said, she doesn't even need the tools, but sometimes the tools can complement what she does, and her gift of reading your name is exceptional, and it's very magical, and it's fun, but it's serious about your birth name and so forth. So I'm going to take area code 870 because they've been on hold for quite a while, and then 843, and then we have a question with Mystic Hexie, and we want to address her question in the chat because I promised, I don't know if it's a male or female Mystic, but we'll find out in the chat. I don't know if we'll find out, but we're going to ask for your career, dear. Mystic Hexie is she's typing us here at Magical Metaphysics in the chat. She's female, she's laughing at me. Hexie, well, it sounded kind of sexy, Hexie, so I don't know, I was picking up female myself. So so let's go ahead and go with 870. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics, 870. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Celtic Raina. How are you doing tonight? This is Joe.
I'm doing great. Hi, Joe.
How are you doing tonight?
Tell us where you're from. I cut you off, dear. Tell us where you're from.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Pine Bluff, Arkansas. Yay. And what question do you have for Sandy?
I was wanting to my name.
Okay. Okay, so what I need from you to start with is your as it is on your birth certificate, whether you've changed it later or not, that adds more opportunities or experiences. So tell me how, just start out with your first and middle name, please.
Joseph
Lamont. Okay. All right. Now, women are sneaky. We're more empowered by our birth middle name, where men are forthright. You know, men have those big chests for a reason, and they wear their name right on their chest. And for you, the element or the vibration of Joseph, you're a seeker of truth. You're very inquisitive. You like to learn, not so much in a classroom, but self-taught, highly motivated. The only problem is that people don't listen to you for some reason. It's almost the male version of the curse of Cassandra. I don't know if you're familiar with that expression or not, but you tell people the truth, and they think that, well, that can't be right. Who is he to tell me that? And then you question. You hear the Joseph. If this happens, what will come of it? And so one of your biggest, extremely inquirative as a child, you should have been a kinesthetic learner. Like, you sound like you're not a spring rooster. I started to call you spring chicken. And, you know, you're very much outdoors. You need to be outdoors doing things with your hands. And as you get older, you should have a tinker shop, you know, mess around, do some inventions. And so that's really important for you. Well, what will happen if I do this, cause and effect? Actually, you should have been very good at math also with the vibration that they're telling me. You have a lot of – your brain kind of came wired with some engineering skills, and that doesn't necessarily mean putting radar together, but other types of engineering skills. It makes you, the Joseph also makes you, when you love somebody, you love them with your whole heart and your soul. You have this heart that's capable of loving many people, many women, many friends, many many acquaintances, but you really feel that connection in the heart. Now, Lamont, the law brings a musical vibration for you. Music's very important to you. If you were here in front of me and you put on your music, I could instantly tell, or if I sat you in front of my piano and said play, I could tell exactly where your soul was in that moment. The law also brings you an ornery side, a teaser. Nobody likes being teased, but you can't help it. You tease in good nature, but sometimes people don't understand that you're teasing in good nature, and you get perplexed when they have a adverse reaction. You just, well, I'm just teasing you. I'm sorry. I moved here from Tennessee, so if I'm drawling, it's your fault. Okay, I have to tell you that. And then Lamont just makes you very determined. You know, some people might describe you, Joe, as being stubborn. But stubborn turns into tenacity for you. You don't give up. They're showing me Hannibal the Conqueror, not the movie, but, you know, the one with the elephants, and his famous quote, "I will find a way or make one." Again, you have this very, I don't know if you embrace the ability to be an inventor or to, you know, create things in this lifetime, but you can very much program to be an inventor, to be a creator, to be a very strong problem solver and or a mediator. You know, you could have taken all these same gifts and gone into becoming a judge. Not a lawyer, they went right to judge. So it can be difficult sometimes because you're always trying to get people to make up and see each other's side, and you do not like disharmony. Disharmony is very poisonous to you, not only to your soul, but to you physically. You get very sick in the solar plexus area, which is the stomach, the gallbladder, the pancreas, that area of the body. As a matter of fact, as I'm talking about your name, I'm feeling it right in mine. So you have to be mindful of cutting cords and ties with other people so that that connection doesn't come into the physical body and create this D-I-S-E-Z-A-S-E. Are you willing to share your birth last name?
Ray, R-A-Y.
Ray. Oh, well, look at that. Ray, Celtic Raina. I had to get that one in there. Okay, Ray's
That's an awesome, yeah.
I'm very fast on these name things, aren't I?
Go ahead, Sandy.
Okay. So Ray represents being very energized and self-motivated as the last name for you. And I have to laugh because here I said you love everybody, but Ray can also bring in, I don't feel like you have a lot of this personally, maybe when you were a young buck, but sex and love addictions, like the newness of the relationship, wanting to feel very close with people. And the Ray also brings in a very ancient soul vibration with you. One of the things that you may want to do is visit some of the things like the pyramids that are in Mexico. People always automatically assume the pyramids in Egypt, but they were showing me, for me, if you have a connection with the Mayans. I don't know if you have any Hispanic in your blood, but they're showing very much, if you believe in past lives, you were actually a very high priest in the Mayan religion. I'm laughing because you could have been a country little term, a water witch. You know what a water witch is, Ray?
A dowser?
Thank you. Oh, you're so smart. I love it. Yes, a dowser. You're a natural dowser, okay?
And oh, wow. This is amazing.
Why, is that what you do?
Because I know Joe.
Oh, I don't know, but they were calling him a water witch.
Well, the first thing is, I've invented my own dowsing tool. But I had two mentors come into my life, and they are actually crystal skulls, and they were the ones that told me to make this tool. This is amazing.
And I don't even know you. You know, and the funny part is what my dear little Celtic Greena doesn't tell people. I'm 90% blind. So if you walked in my house and I'd already met you, I wouldn't know you till you opened your mouth and I heard your voice. I learn people by voice and by soul connections. But yes, you know, And the other thing, too, it's so funny because they're dropping the R in Ray, and they're giving me A-Y. And they're saying the A-Y is because you need to receive your accolades. It's time for you to be noticed. It's time for you to earn this well-deserving reward for your not giving up and your long, hard work and being
Yay.
Connected to the spirit world.
I can feel that one.
Yes, I can, too.
And he is going to, too. He is going to.
Well, no, trust me, things have changed a whole lot since I talked to you last time, too, Audrey. A whole lot. Oh, yes. A whole lot. I mean, trust me, the abundance is overflowing here, and I hope it gets to everybody. I mean,
raise your chalice. Your cup is overflowing.
Well, it's interesting, Ray, because I also teach dowsing classes, so I'm quite curious about your amazing little dowsers that you've made. You know, most people don't realize they're not used just for water. You can do yes, no. You can do find me this, find me that. I use them when I'm teaching energy healing classes and I go down somebody's body, and I'm sure, Ray, you know that they'll swing away from the body where it needs energy work, and once you do the energy work, they tap in when the work needs to be done. And then after you do the energy work, they swing away to show that you've put all that energy into their auras. People underestimate the value of a dowsing tool. They just think it's a simple water witch tool.
Absolutely. I mean, they really don't, you know, I agree with you. And, well, my crystals tell me I'm a locator. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm not a healer or nothing like, well, I guess people have classified me as a healer, but, you know, I'm a locator. I'm supposed to find things. And that's what my crystals all tell me and my mentors tell me. And that's why they told me, they said, this is your tool. You need to make this and show people what it'll do. And
I'm also hearing that you're going to, with some of this binder, come across some, I swear it almost sounds like, not that I'm being disrespectful to the Mormons, but how Joseph Smith found his golden plates. You've been chosen to help bring up some old ancient records. So, you know, go with it and don't question it. Be very mindful of who you share what you find with, though, because you don't want to, it's when they're kind of flashing an Indiana Jones story in front of my face here.
Wait a minute. Can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, you have just opened up something that is unbelievable to me that you would be saying this. You see, June, I went on a crystal dig, and I found the largest world's quartz Atlantean record keeper crystal.
Well, I was going to say, you know, that's really funny because I was going to say there's some association with Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle with you.
Exactly. Well, that all fits together, I mean, perfectly. And that's my record keeper keeps talking to me. I keep trying to open it up. I need help opening it up because, you know, I'm just now awakening is what it is.
May I ask how old you are?
Excuse me?
May I ask your age?
I'm 58.
Oh, I'm older than you. Nah. I knew that you were coming into what's known as the crone years, so that confirms it, yes.
Well, Joe, make Sandy your friend on Facebook. And anyone listening, Sandy is Sandie Griffith, Griff, like Frank. That's Fiths. Put an S on the end after the 8, not just Griffith like Andy Griffith. Think of Andy Griffith, but it's Sandy Griffith with an S on the end. And make her your friend on Facebook.
Yeah.
What, Sandy?
I was going to say, I tell everybody I'm an S sandwich. I start with an S and end with an S.
There you go, an S sandwich. And, yes, this is awesome because I personally know Crystal Joe, but I'd like to be quiet and see what you get personally, Reverend Sandy.
Yeah.
And so it's really awesome to know that you have validated and read him.
Well, not
just
me.
Spot on. Or
it's not,
who
it's,
your guy,
it's not
the guy
Sandy. I've had goosebumps.
Where are you getting your info then, Sandy?
Yeah, where
are
I get my
info?
That's right. I'm getting one from a very ancient, for him, was a very ancient, ancient master teacher that came in, like I said, from this Mayan past lifetime and those pyramids, the Mayan pyramids.
Wow.
So, Joe, if you haven't made a trip to that part of Mexico, you really need to do that because you're going to be quite awakened while you're there.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got some awesome journeys coming up, and
oh, no doubt.
I'm so excited for him. Yes, and I can't wait because Joe, we got you on the calendar as one of my magical metaphysics guests. What date did we have you on? I mean, my special guest, like Sandy. What date do we have you, or is that going to be? Are you going to be unavailable now? Because I know
26.
You're going to be really busy.
The 26th.
We got
March
you on the 26th.
Right.
March 26th.
March 26th, right.
Yes,
Joe Crystal.
I call him the Crystal King. Crystal King.
I love it.
He's surrounded by
crystals
everywhere.
Nothing.
He lives in a crystal, yeah.
I absolutely knew nothing about you until you said your name, so I want to make that kind of clear to the people that are listening because sometimes when you get such strong confirmations, they think maybe, Joe, that you and I knew each other before, but this is the first time I've ever heard your voice.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is, you know, like I said, this was amazing what you've told me, you know, and come up with, and, you know, it was just amazing. I'm blown away. I mean, absolutely.
Yay.
And you know
I just don't know what to say.
I hide out here under the show. You know, it's like the story of Jesus going back to Palm Sunday. Nobody knew who he was until Palm Sunday. I shy away from the public still. I think part of it was what I went through as a child. And, you know, maybe just like you, Joe, we have to kind of weigh out how public do we want to be. And I'm telling you, you know, you have that choice to decide and choose. How public do you want to be?
Well, like I said, I'm just now awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really the crystals have brought me where I am right now. And they tell me that I need to keep going forward to educate people more about the power of the crystal, what it's capable of. And, you know, well, people really don't know what the power of the crystal is, you know.
No.
Because if you go back to Atlantis, the way they had the power of the crystal, they, you know, they could connect to people all around the world where they, you know, had hidden their fire crystals all around the world. They could generate power. They could, you know, transport themselves.
Well, Joe, didn't you make a crystal radio by wrapping wire around the toilet paper roll and sliding the quartz in and out when you were a kid?
Oh,
and
yeah. It all goes back, yeah, to the basic radio, yeah. The quartz
and then,
radio.
You know, in the 1950s and 60s, oh, it was just, oh, a 17-jewel watch. Well, the jewel is nothing but a polished crystal.
That's it. I mean, it's just a jewel. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
all it is. I mean, you just have to learn to harness the power. But, I mean, we do not have the knowledge to harness the power like the Atlanteans or the Lemurians. You know, we just don't have the knowledge to capture what power it gives off, and that's why I think they sent me here, and they sent me my record keeper, because my record keeper has a map on it
mm-hmm.
that I'm supposed
mm-hmm.
to follow.
Exactly.
And
but
that,
again, be very wary of who you trust. Call.
Yes.
That's why you called when Ariel's coming in. She comes in on March 20th, and your phone, your radio show will be after. You'll be the first one when Ariel comes in, and you know, ask her to guide you with discernment and who to trust.
Okay.
That's really
yes.
important. It's coming through really important, Joe, and you need to make sure that your map or your journey is safe somewhere where people can't take it from you, and, you know, you might have to get
awesome.
Like Leonardo da Vinci and write it backwards or something.
Well, I might have to put it in a safety deposit box. Because it's on
well,
my
yeah.
crystal. It's on my record keeper. Because
mm-hmm.
I had a reading one time, and the psychic that was reading me was telling me what the map was, the picture on my crystal. And it was
mm-hmm.
amazing. And she was
mm-hmm.
from France. Well, Audrey, I think, heard part of it, maybe. Because it's been, well,
yeah,
it's been about
I can't remember. I can't
yeah,
remember.
It's been quite a while ago.
It's been a little
yeah.
while because we've been friends for a while now,
oh, yeah.
Joe and
but
I.
But it was an amazing reading. she told me things that that was on the crystal itself that I just couldn't believe.
Well, you know, when I hold crystals in my hand, I can, again, I'm 90% blind, but I can look into them and I can see spirit guides, angels, I can see caves, I can see mountains and things, and it's the third sight that I'm looking in there with. So it sounds like she's very gifted in using that type of clairvoyancy and not stealing. But that's another thing. Let's talk about that a minute. Many times when I do readings, the spirits will show me something that a person's supposed to take, create, run, and make a business with. And, you know, I have to be on my utmost ethical behavior not to turn around and create what they've shown me. So that's another lesson for you, Joe. And that's a good lesson for everybody that's listening.
And everybody can go and play this back and replay it and listen to it again. You might want to do that,
Audrey,
show, too.
Audrey,
we should
probably take another call.
Oh, I will.
Yeah,
I'll listen to this several times, trust me, because I know I've missed things. Because, I mean, she was saying so much, and it was just resonating with me. And my mind just kept, you know, it just kept,
I know. We went a little bit longer than we normally do, but it was great. I'm so glad that she was able to channel this confirmation for you, Joe. It's awesome. And I love your support, and I Joe's a star, and you will be seeing him shining very soon.
Hopefully.
Yes, he will. And we'll be able to broadcast that on the air, too, when Joe's ready, that his shining star, his crystal star is shining. But, okay, lots of love to you, Joe. We'll be in touch, dear. And,
okay,
blessed
thank you all.
Love you, Joe. Okay, that was Crystal Joe. And we're going to move right along now. Take a breath. Take a sip of water, Sandy, to 843.
Oh, I'm fine. I've already started.
843, you're on the air with Magical Metaphysics, and I apologize for the wait. We got a little carried away with our dear. And what's your name? Where are you calling from, dear?
My name is Maggie, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Oh, welcome, Maggie, from South Carolina.
Thank you.
I love South Carolina.
I'm actually going there for the first time this summer to do a wedding.
Oh,
I'm excited. I'm going to Charleston.
The weather's kind of messed up.
Yeah. So, Maggie, honey, do you want me to do your name or do you have a specific question?
The name.
Okay, tell me your birth name, sweet pea.
My birth name is Maggie Erlene.
Erlene. Oh.
Yeah, grandma.
Well, I'll get to the last name in a second.
Okay.
No. We pick our names. Let me tell you something, baby girl. You don't like that name. Look in the mirror. We whisper our name to our parents, our grandparents, because we need the vibration of that name. Because I often go, what were you thinking when I pick, if you hear my birth name, I just go, oh, my goodness, my goodness. All right, remember I told Mr. Joe that women are sneaky. We hide behind our middle name. Our middle name is really our sacred name, if you've heard of the word sacred name. So with Erlene, honey, everybody depends on you. You have to be mindful not to volunteer. You know, PTA head. Oh, yeah, honey, I'll bring that. And then you go home, you go, oh, my gosh, I don't have enough time. You're a natural healer with the name Erlene, but you want to take care of everybody to the point where you drain yourself. And it's really important for you to remember, what do they tell you on an airplane about that oxygen mask? Who do you have to take care of first, honey? Yourself, right? That's not being selfish. When you come from the South, you know, you're all taught about, you can't be selfish. You've got to be selfless. But if we're not a little selfish, we can't help anybody. And so the other thing is you're a morning person. You love the morning. You love to hear those birds singing in the morning. Of course, I know it's kind of cold there right now, but it'll turn around soon. And, you know, you're really motivated by sunlight. It's very difficult for you when it's dark. I would suggest you never, never, never move to the north above, anything north above Pennsylvania, because it gets dark so early in the winter. And you also... you have this fire in your soul. That's why you like the sunlight so much. And you also brings a passion to you. When you're passionate about something, oh, honey, if you were on the Titanic and you said to me, come on, Sandy, hop on my boat, we're going to make it, I'd jump off the top ledge and land in that boat with you, because you have that determination that you're going to take care of everybody and you're going to be successful. Now, the biggest challenge is you don't know how to ask for help. There's nothing wrong with when you need help to say, hey, you know what, can you give me a little advice? Hey, can you give me a hand? I can't seem to get all this done. Or, you know, you're just, you know, you need to let others nurture and take care of you. Don't feel that if somebody gives you a gift, you immediately have to go out and get another one. Earlene, honey, you need to learn to accept a compliment. You don't have to. If I said to you, Earlene, you are just such an amazing person that goes out of your way to help everybody, like you would be the female prototype of the biblical Good Samaritan. You wouldn't care where they're from, who they are. You'd be right there lending a hand. And yet you'd say, oh, but I can tell you must help people too. Now, I don't want to hear that. I'm talking about you. Let's talk about Maggie. Thank goodness you have a playful name like Maggie. But sometimes you get upset when you tell people, or you ask for help. That's why you don't like ask to help, because you don't want to be a nag. You only ask once, and if they don't help, you're like, okay, I'm not going to ask them again because I'm going to turn into a nag. But the mag, M-A-G, also is a reminder that you are magnificent. You are very flexible, honey. You will change your plans in a moment. You know, if somebody says, hey, Maggie, you want to go get wings tonight, and maybe you don't want wings, you just go, oh, yeah, let's go do it. Maybe you really want to go get, they're showing me hush puppies, and oh, my gosh, my mouth is slobbering, hush puppies and fried fish, but that person wants to go get wings, and you're going, no, okay. So you need to honor the little person inside of you. Also, when you get something, like I would love to have you, when I taught high school in the early 70s, I would know right when you got it, because when you get something, honey, you glow, the lights go off, everybody knows, oh, Maggie figured it out, whether it's something you figure out on your own or whether you are in somebody's teaching you. You're a good hard learner. You know, school was a struggle for you, they're saying, and yet you never gave up because you had to learn it a different way. And now you, one of your big things, do you work with teaching people literacy, Maggie? Because I see a lot of books around you, and I see you helping other people to learn to read.
Well, I like learning stuff, and I like saying what I learned, especially if somebody's saying it wrong. I'm like, no, according to this, it says this.
Oh, get over that one, right? Who named that? What made them such an authority, right?
Pretty much.
But I see you as a teacher, Maggie, honey. I see you as a mentor or a teacher. I don't know how old you are. You sound kind of young to me, like possibly late 30s, early 40s. And what they're telling me is later in life, I don't even know what city you live in South Carolina, but, you know, they have the Big Sister, Big Brother program. And because there were some struggles with you going through junior high age, that you would be a wonderful big sister or mentor to young ladies to encourage them. Don't let your fears get the best of you. You've got the eep and the Maggie. You scare yourself. Let go of that tail. They're showing me the cowardly lion when I say that. You know, his biggest thing is that silly lion in The Wizard of Oz kept pulling his own tail. Maggie, honey, fear stands for false expectations about reality. Find your own reality. You already said, says who, and be true to that, all right? Again, I see also, do you sing in the choir? Because I see a choir around you. I don't know what whether it's a school choir or a church choir, but singing is very critical to yourself. Whether you sing with the hairbrush and pretend it's the mic at home, doesn't matter. You need to sing, sing, sing. Tell me your birth last name.
Burroughs.
B-U-R-R-O-U-J-S.
Yes.
I don't care how you spell it.
That's my born name. My mom got married later, and it changed later. But that's what it is now.
Okay, let's start with Burroughs. You wanted to hide. you want anybody to find you. You like to just snuggle down. Till this day, your favorite thing is just a very soft, fuzzy blanket. You know, when you're stressed, you just give me a cup of hot cocoa in my blankie. And also, the burrows gives an interesting vibration of when you want to know something, you dig deeper and deeper and deeper, whether it is your philosophy, theology, self-awareness, or whether it's just plain, how do we make cheese now? Oh, look, I didn't know you did it that way. Oh. And so you like to dig and dig and dig, not only to find your own spiritual truth, but to really learn the very purest reason things are. Now, tell me what your adopted name was, honey. Last name.
I'm going to get married later, so Scott.
Scott. Oh, Lord,
yeah.
Scott. Well, that was kind of hard for you because it was very black and white. It's either this way or that way, but you're not that way. Your soul is the one that loves to, you know, you'd be like me. I cannot take a multiple choice test because I can logically make every answer right.
Yeah.
So true and true and false, oh, Lord, honey, that is my nemesis. True, I could stand there and argue why something they say is false is true. And so you have a lot of that in your soul, too. And so don't be hard on yourself saying, what's the matter? You can't make up your mind. Is it yes or is it no? Well, it doesn't matter because there is no definite. And Scott was very, very black and white. It's either this way or that way, no in between. So that was an opportunity for you to grow and be true to yourself. And also the sk for you, the S-C-O, that vibratix, kind of made you feel like you couldn't measure up. You know, it brings a lot of self-doubt and questioning and not feeling good enough. And what you were to learn with the first name, the middle name, the birth certificate name, and that one is that, you know what, it doesn't matter what other people think. It's what you, Miss Maggie, see in your heart. And you believe about yourself. If you could see the way they're showing me your soul looks, you would just be amazed. You're a very old soul. You're a very big, bright soul. And you're a very generous soul. That doesn't always mean generous in the fact that you're wealthy and you give everything away. It means that you're generous with your time. You know, the most magnificent present we can give is the present of our presence. And you're very good with doing that.
And Sandy, I hate to cut you guys off, but we only have like 5 more minutes, and we still have Mystic Hexie in the
waiting chat room. Okay.
Well, yeah, in the chat room. But Maggie, thank you so much, and you'll be able to click on the link and listen to your reading again. It was awesome, don't you agree?
Yes, it
your
was.
Name.
Yes.
I think I love your name, Maggie, too. It's awesome, and I picture you as a teacher and a mentor and a big sister, and I could totally see people looking up, you know, young ladies looking up to you as a leader. I see you as a leader, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank
and
you.
I bless you. I'm sorry we have to go on to the next mystic in the chat box.
What was her question?
Okay, let me go ahead and go back to Mystic Hexie's. She would like to know in the chat box about her career and how soon you see any career changes or what kind of career changes to do with increase of finance. I hope I'm asking that right for you, Mystic Hexie. But she wants some career changes that will allow more abundant finance.
First of all, and foremost, she needs to make that wish list right away so it's available for her to burn it on March 30th. Don't set limitations on what she can and cannot have in her life. Do it in a very positive way. She also needs to take a blank check, and if she doesn't have a blank check, print one off the internet and write it out for a huge amount of money, like $1 million, make it to her own name, but where you would sign it, sign my guides and angels, and put that in a manifesting corner to attract prosperity. I feel that she needs to start walking in the light of her gifts. She hasn't actually been using her gifts to attract prosperity and abundance because she has a false belief that only very few people make it using these gifts. I also see that she needs to be working with herbs and oils, tapping into her past lives as a great healer that used all the natural things in life. She needs to start studying them and learning how to create her own, I hate to use the word concoctions, but she's going to bring a different way of using these herbs and oils and things together. She, you know,
so do you see anything changing for her, though? I think she wants to know
prosperity.
If it's coming, if any changes are going to happen. What color candle for the burning of the wish list, Sandy, for Mystic Hexie?
Green.
Green candle for prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And love.
Okay.
Green is prosperity, love. She also needs to get the old tapes. She was programmed as a child to believe she can't be successful. I feel that by May 1st, May Day, that a new wind, the things are going to change around for her, Celtic. She needs to believe that the prosperity will begin to flow come the 1st of May, and she has to believe it with her whole heart and her soul. She has to expect, over and above this career, I see an unexpected windfall coming in her direction. And even if it's a small one, don't go, oh, yeah, Sandy said a windfall was coming in. Look, I got a $10, what do they call that, class action suit check. Well, look at it this way. That $10 is the seeds of prosperity to attract more unexpected windfalls. She needs to open herself up for that also. Okay, and
she wants to call you for a reading. Can I give her your number on the air, your telephone number?
Yes, you can. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Okay, what is it? And I'll type it in the chat, how to reach Sandy Griffiths for a reading.
Okay, it's area code.
I'm sorry, I can see it. It's 480.
Oh, yeah.
I should be able to see it. I'm being silly. 480. It's too obvious. 892-6300. To reach Sandy for a private reading, I put the number in there for you, Hexie. It's 480-892-6300. Now, we can go on for a couple more minutes before we go, because we're just going into overtime. Also, I wanted to say a great gratitude to Cindy Plume real quick, because, you know, Cindy of Keeping It Real with Cindy show, she's got a new, gosh, Cindy's got to tell me, she's got a new home for her show, so I can advertise it for her here on our show. But anyways, Cindy sent you a client. She just texted me a minute ago
that
she sent you. Yeah, so you'll be hearing
Cindy
from some.
Yes, and I actually had the opportunity to talk with each other, and it was quite a lovely connection. And that number, the 480-892-6300, that's actually my home number. It's not a freestanding business. I take all the calls and do everything in my home.
She's asking, Mystic Hexie's saying, I need to make an appointment on her website. No, you can call her direct, right?
It's easier,
Sandy,
to call me direct or to send me a direct email.
Yeah, or you can email her directly from on the website, right? Directly on the website.
Yeah, or we can just give it out. It doesn't matter.
What's the email address?
It's
email?
Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S. Lew, L-E-W, at AOL.com.
AOL.com.
Make sure they put in
there. L-E-W at AOL.com. I put it in the chat box. Did you want to finish up with her what you wanted to say before we say good night to all?
Yes, because I really feel that her, here's the words they're using, unwavering faith is the key. They're showing me a golden key to unlocking her own success. And this is, she just really needs to believe the golden key.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because the key has three, have you ever seen, it's called a cabinet key. It has three loops, one, two, three, where you turn the key. It's a very intricate, beautiful key. And when I see something like that, it means that it's a very precious, it's not a common, ordinary key that they're giving her. And she needs to, like, she might even come across this kind of a key. It's called a cabinet key.
Cabinet key, okay.
Mm-hmm. when she's out, like, in secondhand shops or antique stores, when she sees that key, she needs to buy it because that's her lucky charm.
Buy it,
that's her Dumbo feather. Yep.
That's one of her little magic tricks, her magic
tools. Exactly. That
key
is going to unlock amazing opportunities for her in other ways.
I love it. That's so mystical, like her name, Mystical Hexie Dreamer. I love that name.
And you know, there's always the warning. I don't think I showed you my key, Miss Celtic. One of my friend's granddaughter stole the key out of my silver chest, and it was locked. And I always use our silver on my children's birthdays and holidays, and I couldn't get in the silver box. And the traveling antique show came to Phoenix. And so I was very confident. People need this confidence, but here's what I said. I said, thank you, angels and guides, for letting me find a key to open this silver chest. Now, the odds are that are 1 in 1,000,000, I guess. I go there, and about the fourth vendor has a key ring the size of a dinner plate with all these keys. He goes, well, what kind of key do you want? I go, I don't know. I'll know when I touch it. So I'm scrolling through these keys, closing my eyes, holding them on my heart, and about maybe a quarter way through, I said, this is the key I want. And he's looking at me like a loony bin. And so I said, he says, here's my phone number. You call me when you get home. I want to know if that opens that silver chest. So I came in the house, put that key in there, and voila, it unlocked my silver chest. But here's what I forgot. I forgot the whole prayer. Till this day, that key will not relock it. So do not, when you're manifesting, do not just make sure you manifest for the whole thing. It never crossed my mind to say, a key that would open and shut. So when you're creating opportunities, make sure it's the complete package. And I
Does
pull
that
key out and dangle it in people for learning lessons. Yep.
Yes. So Mystic Hexie's saying she needs to email you. She's asking her, does she email you for the appointment?
That would
make
be
an
the
appointment?
Best, because that way I'm
That's
not such an airhead and forget it.
Yes, and I know she's hard to get on the phone, too, so it's better because she reads her emails a lot and she checks her Facebook quite a bit. So I think email is a great idea, Mystic Hexie Dreamer. So I'm going to send you Golden Key Magic Faith as well and to you and send you love for towards your goals and bless you like my sister that you are. And I don't know who you are, but you are my sister, whoever you are, Mystic. And especially with a name like Mystic. I used to, before my name was Celtic Raina years ago, gosh, in my 20s, I used to... many moons ago, I used to have a website called mysticalaudrey.com. That was my website name. Isn't that funny? Mystical Audrey, I used to call myself. So when I hear Mystic Hexie, it reminds me. So, yeah, so Mystic can go ahead and make an appointment with the lovely Sandy, Reverend Sandy Griffiths. And we're so grateful
to all our
listeners
here. Can I
2 seconds? Yeah, go ahead. And you can go ahead and finish.
Hexie? Because they were showing me a hexagram for the Hexie, which is a variation of the Jewish star, which is as above, so below, so be it, which tells me that that carries a lot of power for her to bring from the higher spiritual world, the triangle that points up, through the womb, the one that points down, her wishes and desires. So she has no idea of the vibration of that Hexie name.
Oh, and she just logged out, so she might have missed the end here.
That's
darn. Maybe
I can all remind
she may have listened. Yeah, she'll be able to, but that was beautiful what you shared, Reverend Sandy. So thank you, Reverend Sandy, and we will have Sandy again either in March or April again, either end of March or early April, depending on, availability and what's happening. But what did you want to say, anything to say closing?
No, I'm just always amazed at how quick this time goes. It seems like we just answered the phone.
I know. It's just time flies when we're having fun and laughing and telling the truth and helping people and loving people ushering in Angel Ariel, right? Angel
She's
Ariel.
She's actually an archangel.
Is an archangel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought I've seen the archangel card before with Ariel. Isn't she blonde hair?
Well, Well, you know, we all interpret what they look like in our own mind, and some people see her as a blonde. I see her more of a strawberry blonde associated a lot with Alanis.
Oh, yes. How pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was awesome, Sandy. Thank you so much
for
being my magical, awesome teacher, healer, reader. And once again, before we say goodnight, you can reach Sandy on her website, S-A-N-D-I-E Griffiths, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H-S, with an S like Sam, .com, or find her on Facebook. And then we're on Facebook, too, Magical Metaphysics, just like it sounds, to like our page if you'd like. And we're so grateful for you all each week, every Wednesday, and we want to bless you moving forward into, you know, into March, that we're now into March, and thank goodness, and moving towards, when's our first full moon, next full moon, Sandy?
The full moon is, goodness,
the
I
black
have to look, it's, the black moon's on the 30th.
On
so
the 30th
we just had the
March.
New moon on
okay.
the 1st. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to say
so
it's
we
the
just
15th
had a...
is the full moon. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Well, that, no wonder that makes sense, all these revelations personally that I've been through too, besides Mercury and retrograde messing up.
Thank God it went direct.
Too.
That's all I can say. Thank God Mercury went direct.
Thank God. Thank Goddess. Okay. Well, love you all and good night. Until next week, we shall return again. And with that, blessed be.